Today on the program, we welcome Mihalia Russo to talk to us about the annual now Quincy Multicultural Festival. This year it's scheduled for May 17th from noon to 3 p.m. at Pageant Field. And Mihalia is joining us remotely today to tell us a bit about this group, this organization, how it got started, and how you can participate. So, Mihalia, thank you so much for spending some time. Really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Joe. Thank you for having me here. I'm excited to joining you again this year, and thank you for inviting us every year and helping spreading the word about the festival.
Yeah, we're happy to do it. And it's now how many years for the festival? How did it all get started?
So this is our fourth year. And we are really excited about that. And this all started from a need to find a sense of belonging, a sense of community. When I moved here from Italy almost 7 years ago now, I really missed that sense of belonging, sense of community. And with another mom, she's saying we had this idea to kind of find a way, a space, something to get people together, the community together, and get to know each other and celebrate and talk. And this is how this came up.
Yeah, it's interesting. It started, as you say, 4 years ago. It was kind of, you know, as the pandemic was still going on, right? And people were kind of clamoring for a way to find some way to get together.
Yes. We wanted to find this space where everyone like feels seen, heard, valued, like a safe community space. I think it was really important for everyone to just get together and spend time with our neighbors, friends, other families from schools, just to get to know each other and build a stronger and better community, because The community is made of us, everyone who lives in it.
Yeah, and do you think, Mihalia, it's been successful? Do you think you've achieved the goal that you set out to do?
I think so. We are on our fourth year, and the response for the community is always amazing. When we first started, we did not expect to be such a success. The first year we expected like 200 people maybe will show up at the festival. We started, I think, with like 12 different countries, tables, just a few community partners. We were not a not-profit at the moment, so we kind of put everything together with our own funds, our own resources, and Quincy Public School always has been a great support and partner. So when we first brought this to them, they loved the idea, they supported us, and they really wanted to partner with us. And that first year we had, I think, over the fourth hour. No, first year was 2 hours. We had, I think, over 800 people attending. And it was amazing, unexpected. And that show us that the community really wants this, the community loved this, the community needed a space where everyone can get together and just celebrate. And this is a completely free event. All the activities that we offer for kids are free, and I think that's really great.
Yeah, as I recall, the first couple of years it was down at Four River Field, is that right, down in Quincy Point?
Yes, in 2023, yes, because of construction going on at Pageant Field.
Right, but this year the field is done. It should be a beautiful venue. Tell us a little bit about what will be happening at this year's festival. Who will be there, what will be happening, and how do folks participate?
I hope everyone, the whole city will be there. So I invite everyone to join us. We have lots of community organization joining us, businesses, families hosting tables. We will have food trucks, activities for free activities for the kids, like face painting, balloon We will have an artist who will do like these balloon sculptures, henna. And of course, the families will be hosting cultural table, and that's really great. We will have performances again, food trucks, and something new to this year, we will have a few small local vendors. We are starting small. We have just, I think, five vendors, and also what they are selling is also connected to the festival with the goal, and it's culturally, so it's exciting. And of course, the kids will have their passports when they're gonna arrive at the festival. Everyone will receive their passport. They can go around and travel around the world. We will have during the festival a raffle. We will give like up to 10 or 15 prizes. We'll see this year. And it's nice. Yes.
So you mentioned that previously you had about 12 countries represented. Do you know about how many countries will be represented this year?
So this year, as confirmed, we have 24, and
Really?
we're still waiting for a few of them. Yes.
Any new ones that you weren't familiar with that are going to be appearing this year?
Yes, I'm really excited about Japan. We will
Really?
have Japan this year. Let's see. Sorry. We'll have Japan. Nepal is new also this year. Norway, probably. Romania.
So, and these are all cultures that are represented from the Quincy community, or
Yes,
the, yes,
yes.
okay.
Yeah, everyone is from the Quincy community, yes. So they are all our neighbors or friends or co-workers, or it's great, yes.
Yeah, and now you also mentioned that you're now a 501c3, right? Not a nonprofit organization.
Yes, we became a nonprofit organization in I think 2022. That gave us the opportunity to fundraise and help support our families because we want to make sure we keep this festival free and open to everyone. And we like to support our families that are hosting table, like a thank you gift to them to make sure everyone is able to participate and
Yeah, I think it's important to point out, you're being very humble about this, but really, you are the organizer. You are the coordinator. I mean, you're kind of doing this single-handedly now, right?
Kind of. I do have help. I do have some help, but yes. I'm really passionate about this. I really love to get community together. Like, it really makes me happy, and I feel like I'm part of the community, seeing everyone coming together and being happy. I love to see like the kids' smiles and their pride in sharing like their cultural background with other classmates or friends or neighbors. So I think that makes everything worth it. Yes. I do have a great support from Quincy Public Schools. They are partnering with us every year, and that's a huge, huge support. Of course, Mayor Tom Koch and his office is always very helpful. The park departments, especially Paul Doherty, is always very helpful. And from Quincy Public School, the leadership team, especially Superintendent Kevin Mulvey, Erin Perkins, Maura Papil, Mike Dracchio, and Kevin Segala, they are very supporting and helping a lot. So I think without any of them, this will not have happened.
Sure, but why is it so important to you, Mahalia? And this is obviously a passion of yours because you, I mean, you have a full-time job. You're also
Yes.
heavily involved in the
Nine to five.
PTO. So yeah, I know. So, why dedicate so much of your effort to this cause? Why is it so important to you?
Think so. I think when I moved here, the cultural shock was strong. In Italy, I live in a small city where everyone knows everyone. I really like to go outside and I see everyone that I know and like just talk. Hey, how are you? How is your day going? Let's grab a coffee. And I really miss that. And then COVID hit, of course. I did not know anyone in the city. I just moved and I really felt really alone. So I just wanted to feel like a sense of belonging and community. And then talking with other parents at school or people in the city, I found out there are so many of us that have the same feeling. So I think that's, and of course, Shiv, seeing we started with her, she has done it with me for 2 years, and that was a great help. Of course, she's still helping. She will be there that day, so stop by and say hi. And I do. We have a small team, but everyone is kind of helping in every way they can.
Sure,
Everyone has
sure.
work, life, family.
So is that how you kind of reach out to these different groups, Mahalia, is through the schools, through the PTO?
Yes, kind of, definitely helps that I'm the Wollaston PTO president now for 3 years, I think. And that helped me kind of get to know the Wollaston community, and through that and going outside in Quincy. But I really love the city of Quincy because there are always like good community events, so you can just go there and meet like neighbors and talk with them. I think the important thing is just to talk with people. That's why I'm saying sometimes requires a lot of time, because the only way this works if the family sign up to host table. So I'm very grateful to them. But that means you will have to take the time to talk with them, to answer the questions, to help them. So it's great. You get to connect with people on different levels. So that's very fulfilling. Yeah.
Sure. Now that day, again, it's May 17th, noon to 3 up at Pageant Field. So people can park there and just walk up, or how does it actually going to work?
So thanks to the partnership with Quincy Public School, we are able to offer again this year buses, shuttles from four different, let me, I don't want to say the wrong schools, from four different schools. And here, Mike Dracchio, the director of transportation from Quincy Public School, he has been very, very helpful. And also the Quincy, the police, Quincy Police Department, James McCarthy, he has been very helpful, and I'm really grateful for them. So we will have buses going from Wollaston and North Quincy High School, and Wollaston Elementary School, North Quincy High School, Clifford Marshall School, and Snag Harbor Elementary School.
Oh,
So
okay.
we will have different buses. They are going back, and they are going to circle around all day. And that hopefully will be easier with finding the parking. All these schools have great big parkings, so people can just drop their car there, jump on a bus, come to the festival, just have some fun, then go back on the bus and go down. Of course, near the pageant field, there's a lot of parking spaces around, and I don't think there's another. There's not an event at the stadium that usually that's gets it crowded, but. We will have Quincy Police Department there to kind of help with traffic and safety and everything. So, thanks to them.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, that's a great feature for sure. And the buses are free, is that right?
Yes, free.
Okay, and
Yes.
no admission for the festival. So, is
No.
there a cost for the food, I'm assuming?
Yes, there's a cost for the food, but all vendors have like affordable options.
Sure.
Yes.
Now, do you need help, Mahalia? Are there volunteer opportunities with the Multicultural
Yes.
Festival? Yes.
I would love like even having 50 or 60 high school volunteers. That would be great. We had last year a great number of high school volunteers, so that was great. They help all morning and during the event. They help in the morning with the setup and everything, and they help the families kind of find their tables, set up, and during the event, we had a high school volunteer assigned to each table, so that way the host, the family, since most of them have kids, they can just go around, also take a break and see what's around, and that was very helpful. And the students will get community hours, and that's a great opportunity to get that. We thanks to our donors and supporters, we are able to offer a breakfast and a light lunch to all the volunteers and all the families who are hosting tables, and the kids will get some Dunkin' Donuts gift cards because
Do you
why
find
not?
that there's a problem with language barrier? Do you need translators, or are folks mostly multilingual? I'm curious about that.
Yeah, this is a great question. It's interesting because a lot of them are multi-language, and that's fascinating. And if we have someone that doesn't speak English or like they have a language barrier, we always have some volunteers that is willing to jump in and kind of help and translate and everything. Yes.
Sure. Now I know this is the main event, right, for the Multicultural Festival. Are there other events throughout the year in Quincy that you maybe hope to do at some point?
Right now, no, but yes, the goal is slowly to kind of branch out, let's say, and try to do some small programs in schools or stuff like that, always with this goal and focus, like celebrate the community, celebrate different tradition and share music, food, art, and tradition. I really like because now I think most of the schools in Quincy have their own small multicultural festival, so that's great. That's great, and it's nice to see.
Sure. I have to ask, is it rain or shine, Mahalia?
I'm always hoping for the sun, and since this year is quite late in May, I really hope the weather is gonna be nice, but it is gonna happen. We have tents, of course, if it's really severe weather, we are trying. We will move it, and hopefully, or North Quincy High School or Quincy High School, we still have to decide. So the event is going to happen.
Okay, we'll just leave it at that. They can reach out to you
We'll make it happen.
through email, through the website, or just stop by the festival, right?
Yes, last year we created our website. I'm very proud of that, and it's www. I don't think we have to say that anymore. I don't know. I'm still old school. QuincyMulticulturalFestival.org. Just go there. We also have a Facebook and Instagram page. Very simple name, Quincy Multicultural Festival. You are able to find all information and also our contact information. The main email is info@QuincyMulticulturalFestival.org. I know it's really long, but take the time, send us an email, contact us, and if you want to get involved, we are looking for volunteers. This week is the last week that you can register to host a cultural table, or if you want to join us as an organization or as a donor, we are still taking donation always.
Okay, sure, very good.
Cool.
They are tax deductible now because you're a 501c3, right? So
Yes,
there's that
yes,
as
yes.
well. I know you had about 800 folks last time. About how many are you expecting this time?
So last year, so when we started first year, the festival was 2 hour. Then 2023, 2024 was 4 hours, and this year is 3 hours. We kind of tried different things to see what works better for everyone. So since the weather, I know it's gonna be great. We have so much staff. I expect the whole city of Quincy to be there. But I do know there's another event in the city happening at the same time. I won't say the name because I don't want to. I mean, I cannot say this. But I hope you're gonna stop by at our event, or you can do both. You can go in the morning there. That starts at 10 a.m. You can go there, roam around for 2 hours, and then you can stop to our festival. And I know there's another event in City Hall starting 4 p.m. So you can just dedicate your Saturday to community and just visit all the festival and events that's happening in the city and have some fun.
That's right. Yeah,
We will
again.
have great food, ice cream.
And all the extras to go with it, I'm sure.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Mihaela. Great to talk to you, and I hope you have a wonderful event again this year.
Thank you so much, Joe, for having me, and I'm looking forward to next year, and I hope you will visit, and I hope everyone will stop by. and visit and get in touch. If you want to know more, if you want to get involved, we are always looking for a helping hand or any amount of time you can offer. It makes a difference. So thank you.
You're very welcome.